Thursday, 10 September 15, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Sure glad you're tuned to the Calvary Hour today. This broadcast is a ministry of the Calvary Baptist Church in New Bern, North Carolina. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. We're in Acts chapter 4 as we're observing how Peter and John and the rest of the disciples, the rest of the church, I should say, responded when they were commanded not to speak at all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, do bless us now with thy word. Speak to my heart, the hearts of our listeners. God, give us grace to stand, and having done all to stand, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. When the religious authorities had questioned them, they realized that these men were not theologians. They were not, quote, preachers, end quote. They really labeled them as unlearned and ignorant men, and yet that caused them to marvel because they took note of this one great truth. They had been with Jesus. Praise God. Remember, our series is Meeting the Man, and nobody really is successful without meeting the man Christ Jesus, being with him, spending time with him, being in his presence, somewhat like Moses when he spent so much time with God up on the mountain and he came down and his face was aglow. I'll tell you, it changes our countenance when we spend time with the Lord. And so they said, now we can't find anything wrong with what they did, nothing wrong with the man. He was 40 years old, above 40 years old. He's a reliable witness. So they threatened him and they threatened him again. But Peter and John said this. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye, for we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. Verse 23, and this is where we left off on our last broadcast. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and the elders had said unto them. I thank God for my company, don't you? I thank God for my brothers and sisters in Christ. I am so thankful for the Calvary Baptist Church here in New Bern, North Carolina, and for other bodies of believers that love the Lord. You're my company. You're my crowd, and I sure thank the Lord for it. I'm glad Peter and John had somebody to go to share their burdens with. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they had heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which hath made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is. I know we have been through this, but let's not forget the importance of them being in one accord. Great difference there is between union and unity. You can have union without unity, but these men not only had union, but they had unity. They had unity around the great truth of our Lord Jesus Christ. You never want union at the expense of truth. Who by the mouth, verse 25, who by the mouth of thy servant David said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For of a truth, against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, were gathered together for to do whatsoever thy hand, thy counsel, determined before to be done. Now, there's two or three great truths here that we don't want to rush over. Number one, these disciples were facing accurate history. They knew that the church had had a hard time. They knew that Herod and Pontius Pilate and the Gentiles had come together to persecute the people of God. Herod had had John the Baptist beheaded. Pilate had delivered Jesus to be crucified. The Gentiles and the Jews had cried out, crucify him, crucify him. But they also said something in verse 28, for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. Now, let me be careful to lay this foundation right. God is never the author of sin, and God never causes people to sin. But God is always in charge. And this is what these disciples were saying, for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. They were saying basically, God, your word is going to be carried out. Your will is going to be carried out. We might not understand it. You promised to be with us, but we know that according to what you have said and who you are, they were doing whatever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. To be more specific, Jesus had gone to Calvary and had been crucified. He had made it clear that if they had persecuted him, they would persecute his followers also. And here's what we're finding, that God's people do suffer. And there's times when we have to pay a price for our suffering. But it doesn't mean that we are out of the will of God. In fact, when we're in the will of God, the Bible makes it clear, in this world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Jesus said, for I have overcome the world. Do I like to suffer? No, absolutely I don't like to suffer. Do I want to suffer? No, I don't have a martyr's bone in my body. But I do know this, there's a price to be paid for doing that which is right. And God's program is on track, and his plan and his purposes will be carried out. I'll assure you, our Lord is not sitting up in heaven, wringing his hands and saying, man, I didn't anticipate this. I thought everything's going to be all right. He's omniscient. He knows everything. He's omnipotent. He's all-powerful. And you can be assured that his will and his way is going to be carried out. Now they pray this, and now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word. So here is a twofold prayer that I want to pray, and I trust that you do as well. Number one, God, I want you to see what they're doing. I want you to see what this wicked and corrupt government we have today is doing, how they have turned their back on thee, and how they're punishing people who stand for what's right, who stand against that which is an abomination. God, I want you to behold. You said, well, you said God's omniscient. He knows everything. I'm well aware of that. But I know this, God hears and answers prayer, and God wants us to see, and God wants us to bring this to him in prayer. In fact, he's told us that in everything, with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, to let our requests be made known unto God. And you know, let me just insert this. I'm glad that we don't have an high priest that cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. He knows exactly what we're going through, and he cares. The Bible says, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Dear friend, there's never any road that you and I will walk down that he has not been there. There's never any burden that we'll ever carry that he has not carried. There's never any temptation that we'll ever face that he has not faced. And he was victorious through it all. And may he grant to us, again, you've heard me quote this so many times on this broadcast, but I love the prayer of Jabez. Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast. Let thy hand be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from the evil, that it may not grieve me. Verse 29 again, and now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word. That's what I want. That's what I desire. That's what I long for in my life. That's what I need. If any of us are going to stand, we're going to have the holy boldness that God gives, and we're going to see here in chapter 4 how he gave it to them, and I believe we see how he will give it to us as well. But this was their twofold request. Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word. Father, we thank you for this wonderful prayer that they prayed, that you answered. I know that thou art not a respecter of persons. Help us to stand like Peter and John stood. Help us to be able to say, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye, for we cannot, but speak the things which we have seen and heard. God, give that to us. Give us grace to stand. May the Lord Jesus Christ be magnified. May he be honored in our lives. We pray in his name. Even our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, thy precious Son. Amen. It's been good to be with you for another broadcast. Let me encourage you to stay with us, and then, God willing, we're going into some other scriptures that have to do with with our reaction to the pressures and persecutions of our day. May our Lord be pleased to make each of us a channel of his blessing. Please join us next broadcast if you can.